Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
First of all, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 31st of March, 2020, from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. No more COVID-19 cases since this morning. Details from today's government coronavirus conference. An MHK attacks the Chief Minister's border closure policy. We hear from two of the 105 Manx residents unable to return. A Manx medical student's heading for the volunteer force. And a former Manx resident now making face masks for the UK NHS.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. First of my Ed Oldham.
First of my. As of this afternoon's government media briefing, the number of cases of coronavirus remains at 60 in the Isle of Man. Three of those are being treated in Nobles Hospital. Also at the briefing, Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly announced details of further economic programmes which will be introduced to help businesses affected by the pandemic. It's not heroic to abandon your own people. A Timwald member's criticised the government's decision to block the return of stranded Manx residents during this coronavirus lockdown. The Chief Minister, in an impassioned response, said that the decision to close our borders was not made on a whim. Further afield, a teenager with no underlying health problems has died after contracting coronavirus. The 19-year-old's among nearly 400 newly announced deaths in the UK. That figure's more than doubled compared to yesterday. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove's announced the first of thousands of new ventilators will roll off production lines this weekend. He says they'll be delivered for use by frontline NHS services next week. But the government's still under pressure, intense pressure, over reports of a lack of protective equipment like gloves, gowns and masks for doctors and nurses. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's demanded action now after the British Medical Association warned of life-threatening shortages. And the UK government's preparing to release a mobile phone app which will alert you if you've been near someone with COVID-19. It's understood it uses Bluetooth and stores details of those you've come into contact with so they can be contacted if you later catch it. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with the news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Ed, thank you, Ed. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, no wind warnings in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours tonight. Very pleasant. Dry with broken cloud through the evening and through the night. 6 degrees, the overnight minimum temperature. Ukraine tomorrow, Wednesday, April the 1st, dry and bright with a moderate northwest wind up to 10 Celsius throughout the day. The overnight low is 6. And Thursday, Jordan, we're saying dry with bright intervals and a fresh to strong westerly, possibility of some patchy light rain and 10 Celsius. High water was about an hour ago. Sunset is 6 minutes to 8 tonight. Low water, 7 minutes to 11 o'clock. Your high water through the night, 7 minutes to 5. Sunrise in the morning, 11 minutes to 7. And the morning low water is at 20 to midday.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
A Tynwald member today criticised the government's decision to block the return of stranded Manx residents during the coronavirus lockdown. In today's extraordinary sitting of Tynwald, MHK Bill Shimmins urged the government to rethink the policy and fast-track a quarantine facility for those residents, a measure similar to Singapore. It was in response to the Chief Minister's move to seek further approval of emergency powers to keep the borders closed. In what turned out to be an emotional response, the Chief Minister said the decision to close borders wasn't made on a whim. Listen first to Mr. Shimmins, then the Chief Minister.
Imagine how they feel, honourable members, when they have now found out that the island has closed its borders to its own citizens. They feel abandoned. They see what every other country in the world is doing, and they feel badly let down. They are angry and despairing of our government. Their families here are also contacting me. They're upset. They're disgusted. We should not be proud of this situation, honourable members. It is far from heroic to abandon your own people. We need to fix this, and we need to do it quickly. Ticking on a poorly thought through order for another month raises wider concerns for me at this time of emergency powers. As such, I'm struggling to support this order unless I hear a commitment from the Chief Minister to establish a secure quarantine facility in early course to enable Manx citizens to return to their island.
We do not have the infrastructure of Singapore. We are a small island. Our medics gave us the advice that if we did not shut down the borders and this situation got out of control, then a serious number of people on this island could die. So what do you want? Do you want to bring them in? We don't leave them. An army doesn't leave its people, says Mr. Peake. What about Singapore? What about Hong Kong during World War II? Rubbish. There was thousands and thousands of people abandoned. We are living in a national emergency, not some little joyride where we've made some minor decision to do this on a whim. This has been a horrendously tough decision to make, but it is made at the advice of our medics, who we must respect. They are the people who will be trying their utmost to save lives on the Isle of Man. And if we go against that advice, who in this honourable court wants to say when the body pile is counting up because you allowed people in who spread it through because we're concerned about the centres where we would put these people and the potential leakage? Who's going to say then, oh, well, we didn't support that decision, Chief Minister? We are doing everything to look after the vast majority of our population, 84,500 or so. And I'm really, really sorry. I have sympathy for the majority of the people who find themselves stranded.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
six on Manx Radio. Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly, MHK, has announced a new business adaption grant for those aiming to re-specialise their company to aid the fight against COVID-19. Earlier this week, Fonodery Distillery produced its first batch of hand sanitizer, and Discover Diving's been collecting snorkel masks to be adapted for coronavirus patients. Speaking at this afternoon's media briefing, Mr. Skelly announced that the department's launching a strategic capacity scheme to support businesses which are considered to be of strategic importance, such as the tourist industry.
Our businesses have been deeply disrupted by the far-reaching and necessary measures we have implemented as a society. Important sections of our economy have been asked to close, and we are doing all we can as a government and a society to enable their survival. The Department for Enterprise and Treasury have been working around the clock to provide essential funding and support for businesses and individuals who are most needed this help. We have already brought into action the Business Adaptation Grant for those companies who wish to evolve their business model during this time. We have temporarily suspended the requirement of a work permit, allowing any resident worker to freely take up alternative employment. And we have continued to deliver a range of schemes through our Enterprise Support Scheme, issue many payments to help ease the financial burden at this time. Today, we are launching initial payments for our strategic capacity scheme to bring essential financial support to sectors of strategic importance that have been radically impacted by this pandemic. The scheme is initially open to those operating in the tourism accommodation sector to help them put their fares in order and keep their business intact during this extended period of no income. We recognise that recovery will take a long time for this industry. With consumer confidence and booking lead times set to return gradually once the pandemic is firmly under control, we will continue to review and consider providing further support in future. As Minister Cannon said yesterday, we are in a fight to save lives, but we are also in a fight to protect our economy and save jobs.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes before six, the Ben McCree left Heysham earlier on this evening. Of course, you can go, you just can't come back. So the departing boat this evening is at 7:45. Ben McCree, as I speak, is just nosing into Douglas Harbour. Spinning round, as I say, she's off at 7:45 this evening, docking into Heysham at 11:30. The overnight boat will be coming back, bringing freight, just no passengers. And the 8:45 departure is tomorrow morning. The Fastcraft Mananan currently languishing in Douglas Harbour. The seasonal service to Liverpool, Dublin and Belfast will be reviewed in about 3 weeks' time after Easter for services after Thursday the 16th of April.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
Chief Minister Howard Quayle announced in Tynwald today the number of Manx residents trapped abroad is 105. Two of those residents, 67-year-old Alan Bell, the 71-year-old Mike Dean, now they're under lockdown in Goa, which, like the Isle of Man announced last week, the suspension of all commercial flight in and out of the country. They, of course, like many others, are now desperate to get back to their home island. Manx Radio's reporter Aaron Ibanez spoke to Alan and asked him how he felt.
I mean, I've got family on the island, and I'm more concerned about their safety than my own. And so I fully appreciate and understand why that's been put in place. I would just hope that maybe, with a little bit of imagination, even if we were put into some sort of isolated camp or something, there should be some means of quarantining us so that we don't put anyone at risk.
So for the time being, though, I assume you've made yourself known to the FCO, you'll be aware of these rescue flights. Is it just a case of, biding your time?
Well, yes. I mean, we're painfully aware of the rescue flights. As I say, we've watched and seen Germans, Finns, French, Russians, all being repatriated by their countries. Unfortunately, Britain seems to be lagging somewhat behind everyone else, and I suspect it's probably only acting now because it's almost been embarrassed into the situation.
I think Alan slightly played it down. It is extraordinarily unpleasant and unfriendly and very worrying here. And quite honestly, to stay here would be madness. And hopefully the Foreign Office is getting their flights together in the next 3 to 5 days and will get us out of here to somewhere in the UK. We've no idea where yet. And hopefully then the Isle of Man government can help us get back from the UK to the Isle of Man, either by using Steam Packet or one of the new flights they're operating to the island from Manchester, Liverpool and Heathrow. Otherwise we are, waifs and strays, abandoned.
And I mean, how does that make you feel to be in that situation? Because effectively the island has said we are not making any exceptions in these next 3 weeks.
I mean, if we land in the UK, we are homeless and the Isle of Man has abandoned us. Simple as that. No advice, no support, nothing.
Manx Radio's business briefing, powered by Y Manx.
Economists say the UK faces the deepest recession since the 2008 financial crisis due to the coronavirus outbreak. Unemployment potentially doubling in the UK. The Centre for Economics and Business Research predicts a 15.15% fall in economic output in the second quarter of 2020, but suggests cutting VAT and boosting business investment once social distancing measures are loosened. And that could help turn the economy around. Predictions from the Japanese bank Nomura says 2.75 million people could be unemployed in Britain by September, and the economic impact of the outbreak could be multiple times that of the financial crisis.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets edged higher following the positive lead set in Asia after the Chinese manufacturing data rebounded in March. The dollar climbed higher amid quarterly and fiscal year-end demand from portfolio managers and Japanese firms' oil prices firmed after the American President Trump and Russian President Putin agreed to talks aiming at stabilising energy markets. Gold dropped as the dollar strengthened. In corporate news, Imperial Brands was the standout gainer after saying the outbreak of coronavirus had no material effect on trading so far, as cigarette and vaping was roaring ahead. They unveiled a new €3.5 billion revolving credit facility with lenders. Flutter Entertainment rallied as UK competition regulators approved the acquisition of Canada's Stars Group. familiar, and after finding the combination will not lead to a worse deal for online gamblers. And Royal Dutch Shell was in the green even after it forecast first quarter write-downs of up to $800 million as oil prices crashed. The markets at the close in London up 2% at 5,671, the FTSE 100. In Frankfurt, the DAX up 1.25% at 9,928. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones was down 0.5% at 22,418 on the Industrial Index. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index was up 1% at 7,843. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.25% at 2,633. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 24.4 cents and €1 13 cents. On the commodities market, gold was down 0.5% at $1,606 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 16.25% at $26.44.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com. or text 166177.
Good evening. It's 14 minutes before 6. Manx makers are joining the fight against coronavirus by 3D printing protective equipment. Tom McPherson Pope, whose family lives in the Isle of Man, and his girlfriend Melody Larkin are making face masks for the NHS in Manchester. They got involved after seeing Prusa Research 3D printers design on a European makers WhatsApp group posted by the makers in Italy who are helping make masks for their communities. Prusa started a campaign to create and donate as many protective face shields as possible and have open sourced the design for others to get involved. Tom spoke to Rhiann Evans.
It actually came because I'm part of a group called Volca, which is sort of to promote maker mobility, so sort of people who work and make stuff using 3D printers and laser cutters. Some of the members from Italy were posting a few weeks back about sort of their endeavours to help in their countries, and you could sort of see that there was a huge demand for this this PPE and ventilators and things in those countries, so I thought I'd get involved. So the design of the mask is actually by a company called Prusa in the Czech Republic, and they made about, I think they made about 12,000 for their Ministry of Health, and they're providing the designs online for free, so anyone can download them and start helping out.
So what? Yeah, one of my questions was going to be if other people have the equipment, can basically anyone get involved in helping with this to create more masks?
Absolutely, yeah. So if anyone's got a 3D printer or a laser cutter or expertise in those areas, they can get involved either by making the masks themselves completely or sort of pairing with other people who have sort of the other machines. In the UK, there's a group of makers, there's a few hundred across the UK that have formed a group. I'm not sure if there's a similar thing in the Isle of Man as well.
How many masks have you made so far?
So we've cut the shield, the sort of the sheet and the elastic for 150 masks. And then I've been 3D printing the frames. The frames take a bit longer to make. They take about 4 hours to print one. And I've got 4 printers that I'm setting up. So I've printed a couple of masks so far, but sort of printing more and more each day. Mm-hmm. A couple of my friends who work for the NHS have contacted me directly, sort of asking for masks as well.
What is the demand rate in Manchester?
At the moment, it's not too high. You can sort of see that people on social media sort of asking for masks. We're sort of just before the point where I could see in other countries, it was sort of the demand was really, really increasing. So it's about sort of getting them ready because they take a long time to print, getting them ready before the huge demand is there, really.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Ed Oldham.
Fastamai, the sporting director of FC Isle of Man, says the club intends to continue working towards its ambition of entering the English non-league system next season, whenever that may be. Paul Jones says he and his fellow officials understand that might not be possible due to the large number of things that are beyond their control, but they will do their best to put everything in place so the team is ready when the time comes. He adds that football is a long way down their priority list at the moment, never mind everyone else's, but he hopes eventually that the club will be able to play a part in helping the island move beyond the current reality. That statement in full can be read on the corresponding story on manxradio.com's sport page. Further afield, FIFA is planning to set up a fund to help competitions and players financially impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. A number of leagues have been suspended, leading some teams to ask their employees to defer wages or furlough non-playing staff. World Football's governing body say they're in a strong financial position and that it's their duty to help those most in need. Meanwhile, Scotland manager Steve Clarke and SFA chief executive Ian Maxwell are taking a 10% pay cut. All of the coaches of national team sides have also agreed to have their salaries reduced by the same amount. And Rugby Union Wales head coach Wayne Pivac has agreed to take a 25% pay cut during the sport's coronavirus shutdown.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
9 minutes to six, a couple of arrivals. The 6:40 arrival from Loganair in Liverpool. And the later arrival is the 8 o'clock inbound from Heathrow. It's a BA flight, obviously bringing key workers. Nothing departing tonight. Getting very, very slow at the airport at the moment. Meantime, on the road, it's all happening in Port St Mary. Bayview Road, Port St Mary. Two-way traffic signals for gas main repairs. Also, there's gas main repairs. Station Road, Port Mary, closed from the four roads roundabout to the junction with Beach Road and Plantation Road for gas main repairs. And also the Largan in Port St Mary closed between Bayview Road and the rear of the Bayview Hotel for gas main repairs. Camel's Lane in Ramsey is closed between Parliament Street and Water Street for renewing gas services. And there's also a two-way 24-hour signals, Peel Road in Union Mills, the sewer connection. Elsewhere, if you want more information, go to maxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey, for all the trains, planes, boats, buses, roadworks, and what isn't happening on Douglas Promenade. And by the way, if you're interested, via the community tab, there's a link to a page of 18 webcams on the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Across the British Isles, fifth-year medical students are in the process of being fast-tracked into frontline roles in the NHS. With the COVID-19 pandemic putting pressure on staffing levels, many retired and part-time employees are also being brought back into active and full-time service roles. While the Manxman Juan Mercer's in his final year of medical school in the UK is one of the ones who'll be graduating early. Manx Radio's Lewis Foster asked Mr. Mercer, soon to be Dr. Mercer, what point he was up to in his studies.
I think we were quite lucky at my med school because we had finished pretty much on the dot. We'd finished everything when this all started to happen. It almost like I hadn't actually been paying attention to, obviously been paying attention, but the corona was sort of a second thought. It was more exams were happening at the same time, so they got preference. And then the moment the final exam ended, sort of realised, oh, the world's gone a bit mad, hasn't it? But yeah, unlike some, I think we had technically finished everything except for this final bit of training that we're supposed to have called assistantship, which means you've completed all your exams, but you go and follow another doctor just to make sure that you get the feel for things. That's the only thing that's been cancelled for me.
Do you think you'll be confident once you go into this new role? How about your peers as well? How do they feel?
I think everyone's a bit, we were expecting to have more time, but I think it's no more worrying than it would have been anyway. Like, everyone was scared about actually having the responsibilities, and they are coming around a bit faster than we expected for everyone. So obviously there's that, but there was always going to be that. I'm not sure how much different it is. Obviously there's more worries coming with corona, that it'll be a bit hectic once we're there, well, to put it lightly. But
so is this the case for all final year medical students, or is it just a select few?
So everyone's got the option. They've made it very clear to us that it's optional, because everyone's got, you know, people might have conditions that keep them away from corona. If you haven't completed all your exams, there's usually resits, and the option isn't there if you haven't graduated. But other than that, if you have passed all the exams or the equivalent exams that have been given during the corona, which has stopped some exams going forward, then you're allowed to provisionally register and go in and that you can either go to where you're around your medical school or where it was that you were planning to work after medical school. Supposedly both are going to give us the option to work there. Still being fleshed out a little bit, I think, at the moment.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
And finally, some UK perspective. Key workers in the UK, particularly those in emergency services, have found themselves very much in the front line of the battle against COVID-19. It's meant that some have been exposed to the disease themselves and had to self-isolate, putting pressure on those who remain. Chief Constable of Merseyside Police Andy Cook has been speaking to Sky Television's Colin Brazier about the impact.
At the moment, roughly about 13.5% below full complement. We are still managing to do business as normal. We are still targeting criminality and we are still encouraging the public to follow the government's advice.
Are you seeing other pressure points as well? I mean, we're seeing in the press stories of domestic violence cases rising. Is that something you're recognising?
Yeah, domestic violence is rising. You would expect that to be the case when people are indoors, and sadly, a lot of other stresses and strains and worries, financial worries and other things. So we are seeing a rise in domestic violence. We're seeing a rise in arrests for domestic violence as well. And we need to ensure not just the police, but society throughout ensures that those people at danger from domestic violence get all the protection they need at this time.
I just wanted to mention both those things, just to help us set the context for the pressure and the conditions under which your officers and others around the country are working at right now. And to look at that then through the prism that we've seen from someone like Lord Sumption, former Supreme Court judge, who's worried that the actions of some individual officers and the actions of some chief constables, perhaps, he cites Derbyshire in particular, he says their decision to put a drone up above the Peak District shames the tradition of policing. Strong stuff from Lord Sumption. Does he have a point at all?
It is strong stuff, and I have no intention of engaging in any sort of argument with Lord Sumption in relation to what he says. I mean, quite clearly, this isn't a police state. We police with the consent of the public. The vast, vast majority of my colleagues are doing a fantastic job at the moment in educating people, in encouraging people, in making sure that the general public are doing the right thing. And the vast majority of the general public are doing the right thing. And we're fully supportive of that. This isn't about police over-enforcing. This isn't about the police being school prefects, as some might have made mention. This is about the police looking after our communities in the best way we can. Yes, we'll make mistakes. Yes, there will be some minor problems, but overall, a fantastic job is being done, which should not be overshadowed by a very, very small number of issues.
That's it for Update tonight. After the news at 6 o'clock, Chris Pearson's here with Greatest Hits. Tomorrow night, Paul McKenna with Chris Pearson. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader and producer tonight, Ed Oldham. I'm Andy Winton. Remember, Updates back Wednesday evening, the 1st of April at 5:30. Remember, like us on Facebook and follow Manx Radio on Twitter. W-I-N-T. For your